Hi guys, my name is Abby Michael, but I've worn many different labels throughout high school. One of these labels have been apathetic. The Lord drew me to him at a very young age and has graciously saved me from a lot of hard things that come with trying to figure out life apart from him. I've been so blessed to grow up for most of my life in a home with parents that love the Lord and have taught me to love him as well. I've been a part of Watermark since first grade, and my dad has been given the opportunity to be on staff here, which has been an incredible blessing for my family and I. My schedule somewhat revolves around things at Watermark, like lead teams, small groups, serving, and church on Sundays. Needless to say, I have heard the gospel countless times and spend a good chunk of my time with people that fear and love the Lord. While this is one of the greatest blessings, it also has slowly and sneakily turned into a very dangerous crutch for my faith. I have found myself wandering in and out of periods of incredible zeal or excitement for the Lord and into times with a very apathetic perspective on my walk with Christ, times where I just go through the motions or am numb to the very things that I have found life-giving. Sadly, I found that my mindset could switch in a matter of days or even hours. It could be things like waking up to spend time with the Lord, but 5 minutes later seeing no change in the way I interact with my family, or living off of camp highs or really encouraging church messages from one experience to the next and not driving my own faith in order to grow into a deeper relationship with the Lord. Apathy could also look like failing to pursue the things that I know the Lord has called me to do, like reaching out to a friend or speaking the truth in hard situations. Another example is taking for granted the friendships the Lord has given me. I fail to check in with my closest friends who love and serve the Lord about their walks with Christ, what they're reading in Scripture, etc. All of these examples have been abusing some of the sweet blessings that the Lord has placed in my life and gone against what he desires us to do to experience the life that he has for us, which is fellowship with him and others. Thankfully, God knows my heart and knows that as humans, we're prone to apathy. This past year, the Lord has just reminded me that following Jesus is a real thing and it is the most important thing in my life. I can so easily forget the magnitude and power of God and the incredible gift of grace that Jesus Christ has given me. I have to constantly fight slipping into a routine or mundane way of thinking and remind myself of my purpose and role as a follower of Jesus. Morning after morning, I've heard the Lord whisper to my heart, "Good morning, remember that I'm pursuing you today." This encourages me to step back for a minute and refocus my heart and mind on what's at stake here in this life. I have to remember that God, the creator of the world, pursues me daily, despite my sinful nature to focus on myself more than his glory. When I live in an apathetic way, I miss out on the life that God desires for me, one that is rooted in him and far better than anything I can dream up on my own. It also allows the Lord to refine me and grow me into the woman he created me to be. Psalm 16:2 says, "Apart from him, I have no good thing." I found that if I'm going to win the battle against apathy, Christ is the answer, and I must recommit myself to him every single day. I will close with Colossians 3:1-4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Because of God's immense love for you and me, he sent his son to die for our sins that we might have life, one that is only found in Christ Jesus. May we lean on each other, the word, and most importantly, Jesus, so when we do forget the power of the gospel, we can quickly run back to our first love. My name was apathetic, but because of Christ and solely by his grace, my new name is devoted."